Hello?
Hi, this is customer support returning your call. You're speaking with Diana. How may I help you?
Hi, Diana. I was charged, was it 59 days? Was this Blaze Nourish or Blaze Nature?
Well, sir, this is a call center that deals with over 100 different products. I will have to pull up your account to assist you with any other questions.
I shouldn't even have an account, but I was charged. And, yeah, that's not supposed to happen.
Are you David Reed?
Yeah.
All right, Mr. David, for security purposes, can you verify the address for me, please?
101 16th Avenue Northwest, apartment number 18, Independence, Iowa, 50644.
All right, Mr. David, it does say here on the 18th of last month, you started two free 14-day trials for the Hype Watch, and you got shipping insurance for the Hype Watch, which totaled out $792. And you got the Hype Pods, and you paid $5.97 for shipping and handling. Do you remember authorizing those charges on the 18th of last month?
Yeah, there was $6. There was $6 and $7 or something like that. But I'm being charged $59.97 and $69.97 for something else.
Well, Mr. David, before you clicked out, when you said the terms and conditions, it was a link there that explained that you were just in a free 14-day trial. And if you did not call within that 14 days, you would get billed on the 15th day for your final price for those two products. And that is where the $59.97 and the $69.97 on the 6th of this month came from, because that is your final price. You were just in a free 14-day trial.
Well, That doesn't even make any sense. It just said, okay, here's the watch for this much, and then there's this for this much. And
yes, sir.
It doesn't make sense at all. But if that's the case, I'll return the watch and the headphones, because definitely the headphones ain't worth $67 or $69, and the watch isn't worth that much neither.
All right.
I want my money returned to my account.
Well, sir, that is a valid charge, because you said the terms and conditions, and I could.
So you guys basically do this stuff, and then it's basically like misleading people to buy things, and they think they're getting it for a decent price or a good deal, and then you switch up on them like 14 days later when they don't read the fine print, right?
And they let you know before, when you clicked out, that you were in a free 14-day trial.
It didn't let me know anything. Because if it says something about a 14-day trial, I wouldn't have even bothered with it.
All right, Mr. Regal, what I can do for you is let you keep both of those products and issue you a 35% refund for those two recent charges.
No, I want all my money. This money I got to move on. It's not just money I'm giving away.
All right, Mr. Reed. Well, what I can do for you is give you a 50% refund for those two charges.
No, I want all of my money for that, and I'll send these back to you. I really don't have a problem doing that.
All right. Well, Mr. Reed, hold one moment. Thank you, sir. All right, Mr. Reed, well, courtesy of me being an employee, I can send you free earbuds, and you can keep those other pods and the other watch.
No, I don't. That's not the case. The case is that I got to be out of my apartment on the 31st, and I need the money that y'all took to help me move. I don't want any earbuds or anything like that. I want my money back.
Mr. Reed, you're going to have to, return that Hype Watch and those Hype Pods. Are you ready for their return address?
What do you mean? Y'all are paying for the return. I ain't paying for it.
Well, sir, we don't issue return money for you shipping them back. When you ship them back, we refund you the $69.97 and $59.97.
Man, y'all robbing people, man. You got a supervisor, somebody I can talk to?
Well, Mr. Reed, we do all follow the same protocol, so she is just going to advise you the same thing, that you need to return the products, and we do not give you return money for you to return it, and you did offer to return them so you can get those two recent charges refunded.